Trump's morning reading, Race to the Magic Number. I'm Michael Toscano. If he's not already awake, President Trump should be up soon Thursday morning in Beijing, China. He's got a tough day ahead of talks on trade and North Korea with China's powerful President Xi. And correspondent Sarah Murray tells us he probably won't like what he'll see in an official North Korean newspaper.
I don't think the White House is going to be surprised to see a little bit of name-calling. Remember, there's been name-calling on both sides of this relationship. But it is, you know, another stunning sort of call-out from North Korea to say that the U.S. should oust this lunatic old man, referring to President Trump. It's unclear if that was an article that was published before or after the president gave his speech in South Korea.
Votes in committee, meetings behind closed doors, a frantic race on Capitol Hill to come up with a tax plan that can get through both Republican-controlled houses of Congress. But Phil Mattingly reports the Congressional Budget Office says the plan is several hundred billion dollars too deep into debt.
Because of kind of the convoluted budget process they're using to allow the Senate to pass this with just 51 Republicans, and they have a majority of 52 over there, they need to hit a top line number of $1.5 trillion when it comes to their deficit target. They're over that right now.
But Kevin Brady, Republican chairman of the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, says they'll get to the magic number.
It's not unusual to have amendments take it up or down as it works through the week. We will get to the Senate's instruction.
The National Transportation Safety Board now on scene of the small plane crash that killed former baseball star Roy Halladay yesterday off Florida. NTSB investigator Noreen Price says that while witnesses and video indicate Halladay was flying at a very low altitude,
we will not be determining probable cause of the accident while we're here on scene, nor will we speculate about what may have caused the accident.
Halladay was flying a sports plane used for stunts. On Wall Street, bank shares dropped on fears that Republican election losses may hinder attempts to cut corporate taxes. But trading did close slightly higher, although the Dow almost didn't make it. I'm Michael Toscano.
Tonight.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
This is Charles Osgood. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
From the KLIF News Desk, news and information, 570.
KLIF.
Good afternoon. Rain, 47 degrees with 570 KLIF News and Information. I'm Chad Dixon. News is brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Let's get a look at your money. Here's Spencer McGowan with Net Worth Radio.
So what does the Federal Reserve think about economic growth? Not much. The Fed forecasts for 2018 and 2019 between 1.8 and 2.2% economic growth. Longer run, they say it's 1.8 to 2%. Not much. Inflation? Well, that's also not much. Now, there's a meaning for this for investors. They predict core inflation is going to be 2% as far as the eye can see. Unemployment below 5% as far as the eye can see. My conclusion is the Federal Reserve does not take much risk in their forecast, and at some point they're likely to be wrong for projecting that things don't change very much. I'm Spencer McGowan, NetWorthRadio.com, McGowan Group Asset Management.
News and information time is 4:04. Let's get a look at right now traffic. Here's Bill Jackson.
In Dallas on I-45, southbound at Simpson-Stewart, a wreck blocks two left lanes. Northbound at Overton, there's another wreck, and northbound approaching Woodall Rogers. Two right lanes are blocked by a crash. At the Mixmaster on I-30, westbound at I-35E, an accident blocks two left lanes. On Dallas North Tollway, northbound near 635, a collision blocks the right lane of the ramp. On I-20, westbound at Spur 408, it's an accident in the two left lanes. In Grand Prairie on I-30, westbound at MacArthur, a wreck blocks two left lanes in the HOV lane. In Fort Worth on I-30, westbound approaching Riverside, the left lane's blocked by a collision. With KLIF right now traffic, I'm Bill.
Now let's get a look at your 570 KLIF news and information forecast. Rain the rest of the afternoon into tonight. Today's high, 48 degrees. Tonight, the showers will come to an end. Clear skies, cloudy skies later on, followed by partial clearing. How about that? 41, tonight's low. For tomorrow, we're going to warm up just a little. Tomorrow's high, 61. It's going to remain cloudy outside. Right now, we have 47 degrees in downtown Dallas. For news and information, 570 KLIF, I'm Chad Dixon.
Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere.
Live from News and Information 570 AM, this is the Stinchfield Report.
Man, I will tell you what, those on the left never cease to amaze me. Just look at Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway. You know this character, the Dallas Mayor Pro Tem. He's an outspoken left-winger. He's actually a nice guy, but man, I've never heard of a guy as confused as he is. Well, the truth is, I've heard of plenty as confused as he is. He was on Fox News, I guess it's Fox 4 News, so the local Fox station, last night. And you're not going to believe this. Following a shooting in South Dallas at the Dollar General in Monday that happened in Carraway's district, the mayor says a combination between that shooting at the Dollar General and the shooting in South Texas at that church, the massacre that unfolded there on Sunday, he wants to find solutions to stop the slaughtering. We all do, right? I mean, it's imperative that we stop the slaughtering. Now, I would tell you that as an NRA pundit on my show, Stinchfield on the NRA, and working so closely with the leadership inside the NRA, we offer up solutions literally on a daily basis. I told you how this character in the shooting, this monster, well, he slipped right through the background check process to buy his gun because the FBI did not get his conviction from the Air Force. The Air Force did not report it to the FBI. Now, earlier, Wayne LaPierre, and I say earlier, I mean years earlier, Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA, had been warning that 7 million felons have not been submitted to the national background check system because 38 states report less than 80% of their felony convictions. And so now today you've got Senator John Cornyn, our Republican senator from here in Texas, coming out and saying he's introducing legislation that will mandate that all felonies be submitted to the national background check system. Excuse me? Senator Cornyn, I know you're a friend of gun owners, but you are 3 days too late. And I will tell you that lazy legislating is what I'm seeing now. Reactive legislating is lazy legislating. We've got to get proactive about this stuff. And it could have happened. Look, Wayne warned about it. They should have closed this system and fixed this system long ago. That's a real solution to a problem, by the way. In fact, what most people don't understand is the NRA was instrumental in instituting the national background check system. The NRA is the one that pushed for this system to be put in place. Dwayne Carraway clearly doesn't know that. The mayor pro tem is now saying that the National Rifle Association's 2018 convention should not be held in Dallas, and it is scheduled to be held in the city of Dallas. Dwayne Carraway says, no way. Keep it out of Dallas. Now, what? Why would you keep a convention that brings in, are you ready for this? 80,000 people. I was at the convention in Atlanta last year. 80,000 people came through those doors. Now, we're in Texas. We're in the heart of Texas. Do you not think once you get outside of Dallas city limits, that there are not thousands upon thousands of NRA members, good law-abiding people? Dwayne Carraway wants to besmirch the NRA when you've got a hero in South Texas in this church massacre. An NRA instructor is the one that stopped this guy. I've got an interview for you, a couple of them that are really amazing that I had on our NRA show today. One, a mom at home across the street from this church, her husband's out changing oil, and this deranged lunatic starts firing on her husband before he goes in the church. Then a bullet goes flying through the glass front window, and guess who's in the front glass window watching their little dad change oil? A 2-year-old boy named Ezra. 2 feet that bullet came from hitting him in the head. If you don't think this monster would have gone on another rampage after leaving that church, if it wasn't for Stephen, I promise you, it was. Stephen Williford stopped this guy, and he's a hero for it. NRA instructor Dwayne Carraway has no thanks for that guy, no thanks for the training that he got from the NRA. He said he grew up in NRA competitions, his kids. By the way, I interviewed her daughter, too. We'll play that a little later in the show. She's actually the unsung hero in all this. She drives down the street to the church after hearing the gunshots, come back to her father, and gives her father a whole scouting layout, a description of the guy dressed in black with the skull mask, what door he went in. Without her information, Stephen Williford would have been going in blind. But Dwayne Carraway wants to besmirch those people. Somehow the NRA is evil and it's bad. I'm outraged by his comments. I hope you are too. And now he wants to have Dallas take action like it was a porn convention in Dallas coming in. That's what they did. They knocked the porn convention from coming into Dallas. The NRA is not a porn convention. The NRA is about upholding freedoms and rights of American citizens. It's the oldest civil rights organization in American history. Dwayne Carraway has some things to learn about the NRA. I want him on the program. We asked him to come on.
Well, hey, let me stop you right there. He's yes. Coming on at 4:30, just confirmed.
Today. How about that, folks? We'll get to talk to Dwayne Carraway at 4:30. This should be interesting, shouldn't it? We'll play some of his sound bites when we come back on the Stinchfield Report from his time on Fox 4. So stick around for that as the Stinchfield Report continues right here on 570 KLIF. Let's go to Bill Jackson in the KLIF Right Now Traffic Center. Bill.
Traffic is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Lots of trouble spots with the wet streets and highways. I-45 southbound at Simpson Stewart, a wreck blocks two left lanes, northbound Overton and another wreck in the way. Northbound approaching Woodall Rogers, two right lanes are blocked by a crash. At the Mixmaster on I-30, westbound at I-35E, an accident blocks two left lanes. On 635 eastbound at Plano Road, it's a crash. Four lanes are blocked on Dallas North Tollway. Northbound near 635, a collision blocks the right lane of the ramp. On I-20, westbound at Spur 408, an accident blocks two left lanes. In Grand Prairie, on I-30, westbound at MacArthur, it's a wreck with the two left lanes in the HOV lane all blocked. And at Fort Worth, on I-30, westbound approaching Riverside, a collision blocks the left lane. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. With KLIF Right Now Traffic, I'm Bill Jackson.
Sanctuary cities and in-state tuition encourage illegal immigration and protect criminal aliens. Since 2011, over 200,000 illegal immigrants have been arrested in Texas, charged with nearly 600,000 violent crimes and drug offenses. Only one candidate for state senate has consistently voted to secure the border, end benefits for illegal immigrants, and ban sanctuary cities. Pat Fallon.
Under Obama, we became a sanctuary country, so we Texans took action.
Pat Fallon voted to end sanctuary cities and is the only candidate for state senate to file a bill every session to ban in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. Pat Fallon is a military veteran, conservative businessman, and family man who will do what others won't. Protect Texas families from criminal aliens.
As your state senator, I'll secure the border, enforce the ban on sanctuary cities, and fight those in Washington who still want to give amnesty to illegal immigrants.
Pat Fallon is the conservative Republican for state senate. Political ad paid for by Fallon for Texas. For more information, visit fallonfortexas.com.
Dan Franklin, Texas licensed agent.
Attention all home sellers. Hello, I'm Dan Franklin. I've been buying and selling houses right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1994, and I want to buy your house. My number one goal is to crush the competition and beat any and all other offers. Regardless of the condition of your home, I'll pay you more. I just crushed the competition and paid Brenda in Mesquite $15,000 more. I paid Valerie in Rockwall $17,000 more. What would you do with an extra $17,000? Call me today. I'm Dan Franklin. I buy houses, and I'll pay you more. Call me today at 214-929-5555. That's 214-929-5555. Again, call me today at 214-929-5555. 5555.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 844-43-BIBLE, now available in Montana. It's 844-43-BIBLE, 844-43-BIBLE.
TexasHoney.com is closing your home loans in an average of about 25 days right now. That means if you get going right now, you might be able to skip your next mortgage payment. With TexasHoney.com, we're going to contact you by phone every other day and text you with updates along the way. That communication is helping the home loans close quickly with TexasHoney.com. Call us 972-387-4600 to TexasLending.com. 4100 Alpha Road, Suite 400, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137-773. Equal Housing Lender.
On 570 KLIF. All right, so we are looking forward to having Dwayne Carraway, the Dallas Mayor Pro Tem, on the program. He has now made a claim that he is going to start pushing to have the NRA banned from coming to Dallas to have its annual convention that brings in 80,000 patriots from across the country. Why? Well, we can only ask him. He appeared on Fox 4 last night. Certainly, it ruffled my feathers knowing that I do my show Stinchfield for NRA TV and I'm so proud of the organization as being law-abiding people. 5 million members, most law-abiding Americans in this country. Why would you ban them from coming here? This is Dwayne Carraway on Fox 4.
All right, lastly, let's talk about the NRA.
Okay.
Convention scheduled for May of 2018.
That's correct.
In Dallas. It sounded like you want to kill that convention.
Well, it's not necessarily just killing the convention more than making that convention understand and those people that are supporting that convention to understand that they have a greater responsibility than just selling guns.
Okay, and you understand the NRA doesn't sell. They're not
guns. But they don't have to sell them, but they're the leaders of the guns.
Right.
So you take the leader, and if you can't deal with the leader, you never will find a solution.
Leaders of the guns, he said. Now, I don't want to give away all my so-called ammunition before I talk to him, if he's listening to the program now. We don't lead guns. You see, this is the problem with the left. They think that guns are some kind of living, breathing creature that rise up on their own and start shooting people like Transformers. These AR-15s, they come alive. They start gnarling their teeth, and they just start firing off on their own. We're not the leaders of the guns. What we believe in is the ability for good law-abiding people to own and possess guns. For many reasons. It may be hunting, it may be sporting. Most of all, for me, it's self-defense. You're not going to tell me I can't have an ability to protect myself. Now, you watch. We'll interview Dwayne Carraway, and here's what he'll say. I'm giving him ammunition now if he's watching, if he was smart, he would be. He'll say, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and I love guns. And then wait for it. But how many guns should one person own? But we need universal background checks. But the NRA is the chief seller of guns and a purveyor of violence. But there'll be more butts than you find in a strip club, I promise you. 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. So Steve Eager, you know, I'm always curious of where some of these newsmen stand. He did push him just a little bit. Okay, he pushed him. Well, you understand the NRA doesn't sell guns. See, this is the big fallacy that somehow we're out there selling guns. We're not selling guns at all. We believe in protecting freedoms of all kinds. And without the Second Amendment, many of the other freedoms that we have would just fall by the wayside. Dwayne Carraway on Fox 4, cut 2.
So you'd like to at least start a conversation with the NRA? Because I just want to point out to our viewers, last time we stopped a convention, Exotica, I think. You know that one.
I know that one.
Exotica. And it's cost us, the city of Dallas, $700,000 fighting a lawsuit that's still undecided.
But are those...
Let me tell you this right now, by the way. $700,000 to Exotica is a lot of money. I'm proud to tell you that the NRA has deep pockets. The reason the NRA has deep pockets is because 5 million members find it necessary to donate to the NRA to fight back overreaching liberal left-wing anti-gun politicians like Duane Carraway. This is the very reason why the NRA is in existence today. I believe if Duane Carraway had his way, you'd have gun-free zones all over the city of Dallas. Somehow he would think that the criminal's not going to pay attention to the sign. Do you know I saw an article? The Archdiocese of Dallas now says they're going to take down the no guns allowed signs outside of the church, the so-called 30-odd six sign that says, hey, if you're a concealed handgun license holder or a license to carry holder, you can't carry in this building because we've got the sign posted. Get this. They're taking the sign down because they think that it will make them a target. They think it'll make them a target. But, here's the but, they're still going to ban guns from the churches. We're just not going to tell the criminals we're banning guns. Anybody that brings them in, we're going to tell you you can't have them here, but we're going to take the sign down. How bizarre is that? I don't even know what the right name is for that. Hypocritical, maybe. I don't even think that's ironic or just plain on moronic. That's the term I'm looking for, moronic. That's my church, by the way. I'm so disappointed with the Catholic Church, but that's another segment. All right, 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Kenny in Dallas, what do you think I should be asking Duane?
I want you to ask Duane if he's just trying to blackmail the NRA into paying more money to the city of Dallas for some certain programs, because in that interview from yesterday, he mentioned that the NRA spends millions of dollars here and there, but why don't he spend that same $1 million here? And that turned the light on in my head. He's doing this. He's going to put this pressure on to try to get the NRA convention stopped only to blackmail them into giving them more money.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Kenny. Again, I always say it. We got some of the greatest callers in all of talk radio. That's a great question. And there is no doubt that I will certainly ask it. And I appreciate the tip. I hope you tune in for the interview.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Is that what this is about? Is it about blackmailing the NRA? It could be. You know, I just said the NRA has deep pockets. Maybe Duane Carraway knows it. Maybe he wants the NRA to chalk up more money. Maybe he wants to create some kind of program. Here's the thing. You don't need to blackmail the NRA to do this. You know, if you've got an idea for a program and you're a city leader, and it's a pro-gun program about training and teaching people about firearms and firearms ownership, man, I'll tell you, I know for a fact that is something the NRA will get on board with. You don't need to blackmail them. So let's see what his overall idea is. So, Centrist, Chad, you got the interview set up.
You bet, buddy.
So they know who I am and what the interview is?
This was the most clear I've been. I told him Grant works with the NRA. We've had him on the show. I told him we do like having Duane on the show. But I've made him very clear what we were talking about and what the and that Grant, you're conservative. I told him.
Yeah. Well, he knows me. Duane Carraway knows me. I've been interviewing this guy for years, ever since I was at Channel 5. Now, you know, I know he'd recognize me by face. He may not know the name. I'm not sure he's following conservative politics all over the place. But this is what Duane Carraway is about. And so I got to give him credit, okay? I give him credit for coming on to talk to me about it. But this is where they think they can win. They get very cocky about where and how they feel on things. And we'll see how it goes. I will keep it respectful.
Yes.
All right, because I know where he's coming from. But I can't wait to hear his reasoning behind some of this stuff. Trying to vilify the NRA, an organization which is really all only out to make sure that people have the ability to keep each other safe. And so this will be fascinating. you're putting money. They do call in. Chad, you have their number?
I have their number. So it should work, and I've told you, I told you earlier today, I kind of see Dwayne Carraway as the Democratic version of Donald Trump. He uses simple words, tries to keep it easy for you to understand, and he makes me laugh.
And he makes you laugh.
He makes me laugh.
That he does. He can make me laugh, too. Sometimes with some of the stuff he's going after is really amazing. But we're going to talk to Dwayne Carraway about all of this when the Stinchfield Report continues. This should be a good one. And then a special guest later in the show, Matt Stoker Ace, our old producer, will be in to talk about that 30 for 30, the Ric Flair special.
Woo!
You know that we love Ric Flair on this radio program. Ric Flair has been a big part of the Stinchfield Report, and Stoker Ace is a big reason for that. He's a huge fan. We'll talk about the 30 for 30 Ric Flair special on ESPN with Matt Stoker Ace. It'll be great to have him back in studio. But I'll tell you what, I can't wait to talk to Dwayne Carraway coming up. Dallas Mayor Pro Tem, who wants to ban the NRA from coming to Dallas for their convention. Stick around.
You put into a piece of real estate makes you money five ways. Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 20 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 866-971-8970 or go to luidfw.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to luidfw.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-586-5790. 800-586-5790. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-586-5790.
Hey, it's Amy, and I have exciting news about Crossroads Diner in North Dallas. D Magazine just announced that Crossroads Diner has the best breakfast in Dallas. I couldn't agree more, and I would add best lunch, best pancakes, best sticky buns, and I could go on and on and on. Crossroads Diner is conveniently located on the northeast corner of Preston and Campbell in the Preston Trail Village Shopping Plaza. You're going to get the down-home feeling every single time you eat there. Chef Tom cooks up the best comfort food, and he uses only the freshest ingredients. They make everything in-house down to their jellies and jams and potato chips, and they brine their own corned beef for a mean corned beef hash. Crossroads Diner is open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They serve breakfast all day. Lunch starts at 11 a.m. And if you ask for the Amy special on weekdays, guess what? They'll take 10% off your entire bill. You can see their full menu online at crossroads-diner.com. The editors of D Magazine definitely know their stuff. Crossroads Diner has the best breakfast in town.
Hi, Scott Murray here, inviting you to join me and our trifecta of attorneys, Steve Bruneman, Trey Harris, and Calvin Johnson, all in studio with their wit and wisdom every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock here on 570 KLIF. It's Relationship Roundtable, helping you champion your world, whether in your professional career, personal life, or philanthropic endeavors. From inspiration to transformation, reputation to celebration, communication to conversation, it's The Scott Murray Show, Sunday afternoon at 5 here on 570 KLIF.
What if I could tell you when a tornado was going to strike? Of course, I can't.
But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Major key alert. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com. Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Here's a new information update from KLIF.
Trump will be talking trade and North Korea as he meets with China's President Xi. It follows an address Trump had delivered in South Korea that correspondent Will Ripley says Pyongyang has responded to.
They say the situation on the Korean Peninsula is the most tense it has ever been since the Korean War, a very bold statement. And they say they are completely justified to continue their nuclear and missile tests at a time and place of their choosing, especially given the fact that there are dozens of U.S. warships in the Pacific Ocean right now preparing to engage in another round of joint military exercises.
The judge presiding over the criminal case against President Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort issued a gag order today. It bars anyone involved in that case from making public statements that may taint it. The Trump administration reportedly calling on AT&T to sell assets as a condition of its merger with Time Warner. That potentially includes selling CNN. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Firestone.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, they've been putting tires on cars since 1926, and they know when the road gets rough, you need a set of tires that can get tough. Get $60 on a Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Traffic is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. On 635 eastbound approaching Plano Road, only the right lane is open past a wreck. On I-45, there are accidents northbound near Overton, also northbound approaching Woodall Rogers. On I-30 westbound at I-35E, an accident blocks two left lanes. On Dallas North Tollway, northbound near 635, the right lane and the ramp are still blocked by a wreck. In Carrollton, on I-35E, northbound past Beltline, the jackknife tractor trailer blocks the left main lane and the Texpress lanes. On I-20, westbound at Spur 408, two left lanes are blocked by an accident. In Grand Prairie on I-30 westbound at MacArthur, there's a wreck in the right HOV lane. In Fort Worth, I-30 westbound at Riverside, an accident blocks the left lane. And westbound at Cherry Lane, two right lanes are blocked. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. With KLIF Right Now Traffic, I'm Bill Jackson.
Live from News and Information 570 AM, this is the Stenchfield Report.
I will tell you what. I love law-abiding gun owners. They are a fabulous group of people. They are patriots. They love America. And they are law-abiding. How do I know? Look, I work for NRA TV. I host my show Stenchfield every morning on NRA TV. Just look at what we're seeing down in Sutherland Springs, Texas. An NRA-certified instructor saves the day. Lord knows what the carnage could have been. 26 people dead. He takes a miracle shot, puts the guy on the run. We interviewed the neighbor. Said when this guy came out of the church, he was shooting at his 2-year-old boy in the window. Missed him, the FBI says, by 2 feet. And if it wasn't for Stephen Williford going towards the gunfire, running to evil, who knows what would have happened. I've been to NRA conventions. I was at the NRA convention broadcasting live from Atlanta. We had 80,000 people come in. Almost every single one of them, guess what? Carrying a firearm. Did we have one problem at that convention? Not one. Well, now I see news that Dwayne Carraway, the mayor pro tem in Dallas, who is a man that I've known for many, many years. From my time at Channel 5, I'd interview him, and I see him out and about still to this day. I always get a kick when I talk to him. We disagree almost on about everything when it comes to politics, but he is always a good man to come on and talk to me. He wants to kick the NRA out of Dallas and say no convention here for you in 2018. It's scheduled for May in 2018. It is my great pleasure to welcome Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway to the program. Mayor, it's great to have you on the program.
How you doing, Grant?
You know what? I've got to hand it to you. I'm so grateful you come on to talk to me about this because this is, boy, if two bulls are going to go head-to-head, this is it, baby.
Well, let me first start off and say that nothing is ever successful without conversation. That's number one. When there's a disagreement or a difference of an opinion, I'm a gun owner, and I'm also a licensed gun carrier. So I have my license. I am not against the Second Amendment, not at all. And I believe that we all should have the right to protect our homes and our properties. Okay, I want to.
And you realize that's what the NRA believes.
I know we believe the same thing, okay. But that's where we are. But now here's where we are, and here's where I am, and here's why I said and took the position that I'm currently taking. Okay. And one, to not take a position is to not beginning the conversation. Now, the NRA, you guys, it's all about guns and gun rights and all of that. You're the big kahuna, the NRA. There's a convention that is coming, and we welcome all conventions to town, and we need them for our city to come in and restaurant and tax base, and we need all of that. But then there's still one other thing that we do need. And we need to put a stop to gun violence.
All right,
not put a stop to the NRA, but a stop to gun violence.
Okay,
and
so let me just get this.
People like the NRA to jump in and help.
Okay, so let me ask this. So do you want to ban the NRA convention from coming to Dallas?
Here's the deal. You and I would not be having this conversation had not I made a statement of banning the NRA. Okay? Now, bold statement. Take on the big kahuna. Get the people to the table, you, myself, and other people, and collectively, let's try to figure out how we're going to stop and address illegal guns, how we're going to address something we may have a difference of opinion on, and that's these AR-15s and these automatic assault weapons that's all right. Killed all these people. But we can't do it with one set of people sitting on the sideline while people are losing their lives.
Okay.
So it's going to take me as a politician. It's going to take you being on the NRA board, the NRA, the other different organizations for us to get it started.
So Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway, let me say this. One, I'm not on the board. I'm just a pundit. I don't speak for the NRA.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
I work for NRA TV, obviously, but it's my own show and my opinions are my own there. So I want to make that clear.
Right.
But if you want to start a conversation, banning the 80,000 good law-abiding citizens who come to these conventions is not a way to start a conversation. That's basically saying, we don't want you here, don't come here. And I will tell you, and the statistics back this up, you can go to the Crime Prevention Research Center. Do you know that CHL holders, yourself, Dwayne Carraway, me, we commit crimes at a rate lower than police officers. That's how law-abiding we are as concealed handgun license holders. The statistic is 0.008% of us commit crimes. For police officers, 0.01%. So you can tell neither one of the groups is committing crimes on a very big level. But it goes to show you how law-abiding we are. We had 80,000 people come to Atlanta. There was no problems. I would argue that it was the safest place in the world at that time.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Have we sit down and talked together about how we're going to move forward collectively and address those that's given all of us a bad name? All right? Now, let's face it. Now, I'm watching the news right now on Channel 8. Right now, there's an active shooter in Floraville, Texas, okay? And that's on TV now. And who knows what that is going to end in? And who knows the Sutherland and the NR, and not the NR, but the licensed gun owner, he stepped up to the plate, and had he not shot the guy in Sutherland, then, you know, he would have went on to do other things.
You do agree he was a hero, right?
Oh, listen, if it weren't for him, who knows where the man was going to go.
All right, so that's why, Dwayne, you and I can have a conversation, because you agree with that. So I would like to say this, though, because there is a perception about the NRA, and I need you to hear this. We do not promote illegal guns. We are the first ones to go out and say proactively police. And one of the things that I get on my soapbox every day about saying stop coddling the criminal. Let's go after the criminals. We know where they are. We know what time the crimes are committed. We know who's committing the crime. Overwhelmingly, and Dwayne Carraway, you know this, it's repeat offenders. But we coddle these criminals in too many towns. They're out of jail repeating again. The NRA is on the forefront of saying, hey, let's get tough on crime. I would like to see you, Dwayne Carraway, and other leaders start having protests about what's going on in cities like Chicago and Baltimore, where you have black-on-black crime that is an epidemic, instead of blaming the NRA for everything.
It's not blaming more than stepping up to the plate, working collectively together. You guys, do you know how much money the NRA, and I don't get into this part, but you know how much money the NRA put in behind political politicians during elections? Now, hold your point.
Mayor, do you know where that money came from?
Hold
on, because this is important. Everybody says that's the gun lobby. We have 5 million members in this country, Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway. Where do you think that money comes from? That comes from them, Americans donating money because they feel so strongly, especially when they hear a guy like you say, hey, we don't want the convention here.
Now, let me tell you this. Let me tell you where the money could go. The money could go to help us create mental health facilities that can help folks like the man prior to them going off doing all this killing. The money could go into like the little families that here's six kids that's going to grow up without a daddy. The NRA had nothing to do with that. I didn't say the NRA. This man came in with a 9mm. He's not with a long gun. This thug comes in with a 9mm. But
Dwayne Carraway, we donate millions of dollars.
Wait a minute. Instead of putting it all into that, let's put it into how we can address the issue and help with the mental health portion of it. Help with trying to get the illegal guns.
We agree with you that the mental health portion is broken. We agree with you. And I will tell you, I played yesterday on my program, Wayne LaPierre, the leader of the NRA. Do you know for the last 20 years he's been calling out the problem that felony convictions are not being entered in the system? I played a video from years ago that he put out that 38 states enter less than 80% of their felony convictions into the database. The Air Force clearly didn't enter it into the database. If politicians would have just listened to the NRA then, instead now we got John Cornyn, who's a great friend of gun owners, but it's 3 days too late, this legislation now, to shore up the background check system. And by the way, the background check system was put in place by the NRA because we didn't want a waiting period. Bill Clinton wanted a 5-day waiting period, and the NRA came up with the idea that let's get an instant background check system, and they were instrumental in getting that system passed.
Well, here's a
did you know any of that? Did you know any of that?
Here's one problem.
Hold on, Mayor. Did you know any of that?
No, I didn't know any of that.
Does it change your mind at all about the NRA?
Wait a minute. Here's one problem that I want to say. We must figure out how these young people are acquiring guns. That's number one. We could use some help from the NRA trying to help us figure that out and then cutting that off. Because the young guy, so here's the deal.
You do realize they're not going in gun stores and buying them. They're not getting them legally.
Wherever they're getting them, we must get it to stop. Because that is what's taking the lives. We're not disagreeing at all on anything. We're talking about other than
all of this, but this is why.
I'm not looking to stop the convention. I made a statement that garnered enough attention for us to begin a conversation so we can bring these level of issues to the table. So now we can start working collectively together as you and I are talking together on the telephone.
I love that idea. So do you think we can stand down? You're not going to push to have the convention leave the city of Dallas?
No, the convention's not going to leave the city of Dallas. Okay. Come on. I'm going to push for the conversation and the NRA to be a part of it and to work collectively with us to begin to have some kinds of solutions.
So here's what I can make you a commitment of. And this is, this is where the program works. I'll make you a commitment that we can start a conversation. We can talk about this. Heck, maybe we can get you on the NRA TV program and we talk
That's fine. We can do it.
But let's talk about it. That's the thing. I just want to make sure that all my friends from around the country can still come visit me in Dallas when they come to this great convention.
Well, listen, I bring greetings to the doggone convention. But at the end of the day, I think it is a responsibility of every human being, regardless to what organization they belong to, NRA, NAACP, anybody, church, and everybody else, for all of us to come together, because every time somebody gets killed, a child grows up without a mother and father, and a family is distraught, and it's something that we all are very passionate with, but we all have a responsibility as a human
to do something about it. We agree with you on. Hey, Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway, as always, it is great having you on the program. Thank you for coming on. It is an important conversation.
No. Thank you for having me. Now, listen. We just kicked off a program, you and I.
Yeah.
Now I'm holding you, and you're holding me.
I promise you, here's the thing. I'll get in touch with you tomorrow, and we will follow through.
Let's go from there. I appreciate it. And thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway, everyone. I'm Grant Stinchfield. You heard it, working together to keep Dallas safe. I'm Grant Stinchfield. Let's go to Bill Jackson in the KLF right now, Traffic Center. Bill.
Traffic is sponsored by Thoroughworks Relief on 635 eastbound approaching Plano Road. A wreck just cleared out of the way. I-45 northbound approaching Woodall Rogers downtown. There's still that accident in the left lane. On Dallas North Tollway, northbound near 635 right lane, and the ramp remain blocked by a wreck. It's a big mess in Carrollton for I-35E. Northbound past Beltline, a jackknife tractor trailer blocks the left main lane and the Tech Express lanes. On Loop 12 Walton Walker, northbound at Davis, two left lanes are blocked by an accident. On I-20 westbound at Spur 408, it's a wreck in the two left lanes. And in Grand Prairie, on I-30 westbound at MacArthur, right HOV lane is blocked by a collision. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. With KLIF Right Now Traffic, I'm Bill Jackson.
TexasHoney.com is closing your home loans in an average of about 25 days right now. That means if you get going right now, you might be able to skip your next mortgage payment. With TexasHoney.com, we're going to contact you by phone every other day and text you with updates along the way. That communication is helping the home loans close quickly with TexasHoney.com. Call us 972-387-4600 to TexasLending.com. 4100 Alpha Road, Suite 400, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Pat is an independent truck driver, and he owes the IRS a lot of money.
It was terrifying. I was going to have to sell my truck. They were going to take everything from us.
Good thing Pat listens to the radio.
I had been hearing the commercial, so I contacted Optima Tax Relief.
Optima stepped in and got to work on Pat's case.
The liens were taken off my bank account. My money was freed up. They were so good. They are the best at what they do.
Pat's completely mind-blowing IRS disaster taken care of by Optima Tax Relief.
Optima saved me an unbelievable amount of money. Talk about the relief.
In big trouble with the IRS? Listen to Pat.
You don't cut your own hair and you don't fight the IRS alone. I would recommend Optima. In fact, I already have.
Call Optima right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Everybody's talking about superfoods, those nutritionally dense foods that are especially beneficial to your health. Did you know that beets are one of the most powerful superfoods you can put into your body? They are loaded with an important nutrient that increases your blood flow, which increases your energy. But who wants to eat a pile of beets every day? Certainly not me. But now you can get the energy benefits of beets in a powerful concentrated superfood drink, Super Beets. Only Super Beets is made from beets grown to exacting standards, and then it is concentrated into superfood crystals. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy and stamina all day long. So if you want the benefits of a powerful superfood, call 800-481-0504, write it down, or go to SavageLovesBeets.com with your first order. You'll get another 30-day supply of Super Beets for free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you, and, of course, free shipping. Write it down. Call 800-481-0504 or go to Savage or go to SavageLovesBeets.com.
Grant Stinchfield here. This is the Stinchfield Report on 570 KLIF. I'll tell you what. Those are the kind of things we get things done on the Stinchfield Report. I mean, look, Dwayne Carraway had the, I don't want to call it the guts, but he had the kindness, the wherewithal, the bravery, whatever you want to call it, to come on and talk about this. He knew, as I said, it was going to be two bulls going at each other, and it really wasn't all that bad. I think Dwayne Carraway was buying into a lot of what the liberals paint what the NRA is. I don't think he knew exactly what the NRA does. After we have a talk, what does he say? He says, of course we don't want to kick the NRA convention out. My guess is the mayor probably said something to him. Some of the other council members said something to him. But also Stinchfield said something to him. We talk, we start the conversation, and I'm happy to continue the conversation with him, with the community, of how we make communities safer. Centrist Chad, you never like confrontation, correct?
For the most part, I don't like it.
You always get uncomfortable. I see you squirming in your little hole over there.
I get uncomfortable when I like both the people arguing.
How about that? What did you think? Is that the way you thought that interview would go down?
You know what? You're always respectful of guests, I for the most part. I mean, I can't point out a time where you weren't respectful. But sometimes you can get anxious, like, or heated, like with Dale.
Right.
But I didn't hear all of it because we had a bunch of callers calling to comment about you talking to Dwayne. So I was answering some of those. But I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought you did great.
Are you amazed that he has now backed off of the idea of banning the NRA convention in Dallas? And he says, of course, all my friends from around the country with their NRA cards are welcome in the city of Dallas.
I am floored on that. I never would have guessed that. Makes me like him that much more, though. I already liked him. I like him that much more.
Sometimes all you have to do is talk to people in a reasonable fashion. Now,
he said that right when he came on to give
him. He did.
Yeah.
He said, let's talk. Now, remember, he said, I want to talk, but he started out with banning the NRA convention from Dallas. That's not really being welcoming to a conversation if you're telling 80,000 people they can't come here.
There you go.
But he did have a nice conversation with us. And look, I was happy about it. And in fact, what we need to probably do is go through and cut some of those interviews up. I mean, look, it's important that you have conversations with those you disagree with. Now, it's easier for me to do it with a guy like Dwayne Carraway because I've known him for years. I swear, I'll bet you I've known Dwayne Carraway for 15 years. You know, meeting him on and off, whether it's covering stories or meeting him at events and that kind of thing. I mean, I've seen the guy. I've even run into him at restaurants. And funny is a good word for it. He is a humorous, lighthearted guy.
It's the guy you want to party with. Let's just put it that way.
He is a guy you would have a beer with. There is no doubt about that. But our politics couldn't be on the opposite extremes. You know, there's another politician I think of like this in Dallas. His name is Senator Royce West. Senator Royce West is another guy. I couldn't disagree more with him on his politics. Mm-hmm. But when we are together and talking about things, it's a respectful conversation. And I think the reason why a politician like Dwayne Carraway and Royce West can have a respectful conversation with me is look, folks, and I don't mean to sound this cocky, but we're professionals, and it is our job, right, to talk about these things in a way. What happens with people when they're not professionals, and I watch this even when I go to a bar and somebody wants to go toe-to-toe with me, they snap. They lose all sense of reality. Their emotions get the best of them. It's like if you went into war with somebody that had never trained for war.
Totally.
They'd get scared. They'd be shaking. Everything would happen. You don't want to be in there. They're not ready for this.
Totally. Their heart rate picks up. They start sweating, getting nervous. They can't think straight.
It's the same thing when these liberals approach me in a bar and want to go toe-to-toe.
That's stupid.
About words, I'm talking arguments, not fighting, of course. Look, I'm just happy we had a respectful conversation, and I'm really happy that that the convention is staying in Dallas. I can't wait to call the boss, Wayne LaPierre, and tell him that I got it covered, boss.
You gotta send Dwayne a fruit basket. Thank you.
That's it. All right, I'm Grant Stinchfield. This is the Stinchfield Report on 570 KLIF. Stick around. Hey, don't forget, we got Matt Stoker Ace coming up at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to talk about Ric Flair and that 30 for 30. So stick with me. I'm Grant Stinchfield.
Finding senior care could seem pretty overwhelming. Put your mind at ease and contact Amada Senior Care at 972-581-9877 to learn which services will be best for you and your loved ones. Often the biggest question is, how does an individual or family caretaker pay for these services? Amada knows the ins and outs of long-term care insurance and veterans pensions, like the aid and attendance benefit. Call Amada Senior Care for in-home care, housing options, and other help with financial care coordination. Call 972-581-9877 and visit AmadaNorthDallas.com.
Do you have any floor problems in your house? Are you looking to upgrade your floors? Well, we've got the show for you. The only show on the planet discussing floor covering products, services, installation, and much more. The Floors to Go Texas show, heard right here on KLIF every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. We also record the show live on Facebook with your questions. Each week, we bring in the professionals throughout the industry to go over quality products and practices you can utilize to enhance the value and beauty of your home. Join us on the Floors to Go Texas show, and remember, a room without a rug is like a kiss without a hug.
Tonight.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, not available in Washington State. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Brought to you by Poison Pen Press.
The holiday season is almost here, but you can gift shop right now and save a bundle. On a bundle of books, that is. Shop right now and get better pricing than anywhere, even better than Amazon Prime. Right now, you can buy the first four Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries books and get free shipping, too. The books that created the Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries on Netflix are great gifts for anyone who loves to read, and all four books are just $49.95, and shipping is free. You know Miss Fisher. She's unflappable, unconventional, and totally uninhibited, taking on every adventure with her unique flair. This is gift-giving at the best price anywhere. Four books, just $49.95, and shipping is free. Go to 66bundle.com. That's the number 66, then bundle.com. Save a bundle and get free shipping. Go to 66bundle.com. That's 66bundle.com. Shop right now.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KLIF Dallas. KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth.
KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.